Well, we've been telling you for the last several days that Microsoft is planning layoffs, part of a reorganization under the new CEO, Satya Nadella. Well, this morning, Nadella revealed some of that plan. He says that Microsoft will eliminate up to 18,000 jobs over the next year. Reporter Nick Wingfield covers Microsoft for the New York Times. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get to who will lose their jobs, let's start with the why. Why is Microsoft making these cuts?
What they said is they want to flatten their organization, which is kind of code for wanting to have fewer layers of management, wanting to be able to make decisions more quickly. And the end goal, I think, is for them to be able to respond more quickly in the marketplace than they have in the past. You know, so really, this is the first step in what is likely to be a number of decisions they make to move more quickly.
Okay, so in this organization flattening, who is going to lose their jobs? And how many of these 18,000 cuts will come from the Redmond, Seattle area?
Well, a bunch of numbers here. The first thing to keep in mind is that a few months ago, they completed their acquisition of Nokia's mobile phone business, which amounted to about 25,000 people. Today, they said about 18,000 jobs are going to be let go, but about 12,500 of those job cuts will come from Nokia. So that leaves another 5,000 plus people who are being let go from what we could call Microsoft, the Microsoft that existed before the Nokia deal. And in the Seattle area, they're going to be letting go about 1,300 people. Those are just the immediate job cuts that have been announced in this area, which represents about 3% of its workforce in the area. There could be more, though, in the Seattle area as time goes on.
So, as you said, we knew that some job losses were coming. Microsoft bought this big Nokia cell phone business, and layoffs happen when that occurs. What does this say other than that getting leaner from an acquisition? What does this say about where Microsoft is headed?
Well, I think there's a lot we don't know about what they plan to do, you know, and it's unclear whether this is actually the thing that's missing there in terms of helping them accelerate their decision-making and their responsiveness in the market. They've made some changes on the product side of things. They've started to make products for the iPad. They brought their Office franchise to the iPad. So there are a number of other things they need to do. Products, really, at the end of the day, are the thing that will help the company in the market, not these job cuts. But it's an important sign from the new CEO, Satya Nadella, that he plans to take some pretty bold actions at the company to shake up its organization.
How much of this is driven by what investors want?
I think that's part of it. You know, it's the sad consequence of layoffs is that they often do get investors excited. But, you know, the thing that really is going to make a difference for the company is figuring out how it can make products that people really love. They made some other product news today. They said they're going to make some changes in the Nokia business by no longer making phones based on the Android operating system, which is an interesting move for them. They're going to shift all of that over to Windows Phone. So we'll see really how these job changes impact their responsiveness in the market in the future.
Reporter Nick Wingfield for the New York Times. He covers Microsoft. He's in Seattle. Nick, good to talk with you this morning.
Thanks very much.